Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for joining at this late hour and at the changed time. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Yud Ches, and we're beginning Si'if Dalet. Si'if Dalet, it looks like, will take us 3 days to complete. So today is Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, the beginning of Si'if Dalet, and this is the Si'if about, or one of the Si'ifim about Bishel Achar Bishel, that once something is cooked, is it still subject to an Isser Bishel when you then cook it again? So says the Shulchan Aruch, Tavshil Shon is Bashel called Tzarchu. If you have a Tavshil that is fully cooked, Yesh bo mishum bishul im nitztanein. If it has cooled down, it is a violation of bishul to heat it up again. The Bir Halacha points out, before we see any Mishra Brura, hinei din zeh after sasma mechaber mikol malkom yesh bzeh plukta derab vasa. Even though the mechaber just says matter-of-factly that there is a violation of bishul to re-cook that which was cooked and cooled down, it's a huge machlokas rishonim. Dedas haram barash bevaran deshuvein bo mishum bishul afil nitztanein legamri. The many great rishonim hold that it's not subject to bishul anymore, or even if it's fully cooled down. But the mechaber is being machmir like Rashi Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rosh in the Tur, that it is that it is still subject to bishul if it has cooled down. Says the Ramah, v'yesha omrim tedafka min tzamik v'yafalo. And some say even within the shita that it's only if cooking it is going to make it better. V'im lo nespashul kol tzarcho, but if it is not yet fully cooked, afilu nespashul k'machul ben drusai yashayich bo. Even if it's already at the point of Machl ben Drusai, it is a violation of Bishl Daraisa to continue cooking it further. So this is a second point. The first point was about Bishl Achar Bishl. Something was fully cooked and then cooled down. Is it a violation of Bishl to cook it again? Second point we're making is, what if something is partially cooked? It's cooked to the point of Machl ben Drusai, but it's which is one-third or one-half cooked, but you then go and cook it more. Is that a violation of Bishl? So says the Mechaber, yes, Lahach on both issues. But this whole idea that there's bishul achar bishul is only if there's a liquid in the tavshil. But a dry food that's already been cooked, a potato kugel or something that's already been cooked and now it's dry, you're allowed to soak it in boiling water on Shabbos, and that's not a problem. So says the Mishnah Brura now, sivkat chavbeis yeshbo, this is going on that first din, that something that's been previously cooked and then cooled down, it is a violation of bishul to cook it again. And anything that you're not allowed to do bishul on, you're also not allowed to put on an oven that is currently off when you know that it will be turned on. And therefore you're not allowed to take this cooled down soup and put it onto a hot area where it's yatzal. But if you're going to mix it in with hot food in a klisheni, that we can be makel about, because that's not called cooking when it's in a klisheni. What does it mean that it's cooled down? That it's cooled down to the point that it's below yatzal ledes. Even though it still has some warmth to it, avalima yatzal ledespo. But if the soup is still yatzal ledespo, afshin nitzanim miritichaso, even though it's no longer boiling, lo shayich bo bishul. Then it's for sure not bishul to reheat it to beklal roteach uvein bishul achar bishul, because that's considered to be roteach as long as it's past, as long as it's higher than yatzal ledes, and ein bishul achar bishul would apply. V'dafka linin lachziru l'tanuk shugarv min akol moshe mamumin, aval l'tanuk sheinu garv kol shkein aleish mamish also lachz. Essentially, what he's pointing out in the bracket is this is all from a daraisa perspective, meaning midrabanan, even fully cooked foods cannot be put on an open flame. So midrabanan, you would not be allowed to put it on an open flame. We're just talking about whether you could avoid bishul daraisa by reheating it. All of this is the shita samachaber. That as long as it's not yet fully cooled down, we are makel that ein bishul achar bishul, even on a soup, even on a davar lach, as long as it's not nisarin legamri. But over here, we only have the shita on the mechaber. The Ramah's not going to come into play until Si'if Tezvav. So that's why the Mishnah has to inform us of what the Ramah will say. The Yafalo, and the Ramah had added over here that this that there are those that say that it's only a violation if it's mitzdamik v'yafalo, avil mitzdamik v'ralo. But if by staying on the heat, it becomes worse and more dried out and more gross, then you could put it near a hot fire that's Yatzaladis Bavid Bibach Shapasak as far Rishona, Dain Khilik Bazavikhir Mashmiar Gra. But the Bach and the Gra say that it doesn't matter whether it's Mitzamik Vyafal or Mitzamik Viralo. Kemachl ben Rusai, so this was the second Inyan that the Mechaber spoke about. What if something is already cooked to Machl ben Rusai? Is it a further violation of Bishul to cook it further? Vuadin Yosef Shigam Bishulo, it doesn't have to be that it's just barely Machl ben Rusai, let's say it's 3/4 cooked. It would still be a further violation to cook it further till you get to the point of Gemar Bishul, Shaykh Bo Bishul Minatara. It's still a violation of Bishul Midaraisa. Afilu Bodoroteach, even if it's boiling hot, Upashud Afilu Aldein Yehudi Asilu Gemar Bishul. You can't even ask a non Jew to complete the cooking process because you're asking him to do a Melach Daraisa. Vinir Bidiavad, Ein Lesser Atafshul, Dieshlus Machalaposkim, Shisom, the Kemish Bashal Machal Bishul, Shuvain Bazemisham Bishul. But if you did ask a guy and he did it, so then it wouldn't be a violation to get Hanah from it, because there is a Shita in Poskim that once it gets to the point of Machal Ben Jusai, it's no longer subject to Bishul on a Daraisa level. Vahani Mili, but we said that this is only true that there's Bishul Achar Bishul if it's a liquid. Ratzalomar, Hadamarim, Demistani, Shaykh Bishul B'chol Gavna, that which we said that if it cooled down, it's going to be Shaykh Bishul, that's only Marak, the Bedavar Lach, Kivin Shahazil Chamusav and Istani, Batal Menashem Bishul Arishon. That when you have a liquid that was heated up and then cools down, so the entire effect of the Bishul is gone because it has cooled down, as opposed to when you have a solid food that gets cooked, you have a piece of chicken and you cook it, it's never going to be raw again. So the effect of the Bishul does not go away. So that's the difference between a liquid and a solid. So a solid is never going to be a violation of Bishul, even of Bishul Achar Bishul, even after it cools down. If you have a solid food that's been fully cooked, then the Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, Shin is Bashal Kvar, Dafka Shin is Bashal, only if it's already been cooked. But if it was never really cooked over a fire, it was just put in a hot Kli Rishon, that's Yatzel Ledesbo, you're not allowed to re-soak it in a Kli Rishon of Yatzel Edesbo. Da'afgav Dein Kanto Sefes Bishul Nikol Mokom Kazman Shalom Special Mamish Shalom Kli Rishon Tosav Ktsas Bishul Kishav Nichopam Sheni Bechamin. Because even though you're just doing the same thing that happened to it on Erev Shabbos, that it was put in a hot Kli Rishon on Erev Shabbos, not Al Gabei Eish, and now on Shabbos you're right to putting it in a hot Kli Rishon, not Al Gabei Eish, it's still considered to be a further Bishul. V'yesh Mekilim B'Davar. There are those that are Mekil V'Das Supreme Gadim the Mekilim Mari B'Davar Shadarko V'Tivu Kal Li Gam Bishul. He says even those that are mekel is only talking about things that are kalei abishal that will more likely cook in a kli rishon not al gabei eish, but something that would never cook fully in a kli rishon not al gabei eish, you're not allowed to put it in a further kli rishon not al gabei eish on Shabbos, even though you already did that on Erev Shabbos. V'tov la'achmir b'chol gavna in shom, but we should always be machmir about this. V'kol zelini l'shroso b'kli rishon, and this is only about soaking it in a kli rishon, avol ishrosa b'kli sheni, arshe yatzaledes bo yesh lahakel b'chol gavna. But to soak it in a kli sheni, even as yatzaledes, that for sure you could do. Kivin shaber Shabbos nishabecham she yatzaledes ben, because in Erev Shabbos it was already in yatzaledes hot water. Vu yavish rotzolomer she riku amarik mimenu. Vu yavish means that it's that there's no gravy, there's no moisture, there's no liquid in it. So then it's mutil ishrosa. Says the mishabura afilu b'kli rishon. That even in a kli rishon that's hot, so that it could that it could moisten up a little bit, that would not be a violation of bishul because ain bishul achar bishul. But you're not allowed to put in a kli rishon al gabe ha'esh at that point. So to review what we learned today, first of all, we said that even though there's a machlokas whether a liquid that has cooled down is subject to further bishul, a fully cooked liquid that has cooled down is subject to further bishul, the mechaber is machmir, that it is subject to full bishul, but the mishmura informs us that we're going to see later that the Ramah holds as long as it's done in legamri, we could be mekel. And then the second point that the mechaber made was that if something was only cooked to machal ben drusai, but was not yet fully cooked, to cook it further is going to be a violation of bishul mida o raisa. And then we had said in the mishmura that if you have something that was soaked in a hot kli rishon, shelo al gabe esh, on Erev Shabbos, you should not soak it again in a hot kli rishon, shelo al gabe esh, on Shabbos itself. And we also pointed out that all of this is about a davar lach, but if it's a davar yavesh, if it's a dry piece of chicken that was already fully cooked on Erev Shabbos, there is no violation of bishul midaraisa to cook it again on Shabbos, although you could still run afoul of Yisurim Drabanan, of Hachzara, and things like that by putting it over an open flame on Shabbos. So, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with V'imu Davar Yavesh on the bottom line of Kuf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you again so much for joining me.